All right, 7 o'clock, we're gonna call this meeting to order. Assume you guys had a chance to look at the November meeting minutes here. See anything in there that needs changed or anything else added?
I
have a motion to accept the minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Do I have a motion for the bank statement?
I shall move.
I'll second it. Any discussion on the bank statement? Not. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carried.
Financial statements?
Mm-hmm.
That's November and December.
Oh, for November and December. So you need the motion for the financial statements for November and December. I so move.
I'll second.
Any discussion on those? Do you have anything?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Do you have anything else then before we pay the bills?
Yeah. I've got a purchase order for Henderson, $63,281 for the dump bed. That needs, I'd like to vote on these separately.
Yeah.
So that's this one.
All right, we've got a purchase order here for then and now purchase order. For the dump bed for our truck. Do I have a motion to?
I shall move.
I'll second that.
Okay. Mr. Whiff?
Yes.
Mr. DeLisandro?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
The that needs signed. Okay, I've got another purchase order for Brasius Johnson Griggs attorney fees for $4,792.26.
All right, got another then and now purchase order. I move that we pay, accept this purchase order. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Wiss?
No.
Mr. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
All right, ready for bills then?
Yep.
All right, do I have a motion to pay the bills?
I so move.
I'll second the bills. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, I've got Attorney Latchney here tonight, and we're going to go into executive session to discuss the lawsuit. So I move that we go into executive session for the imminent pending lawsuit with Dave Wanger in Cherokee Township.
I'll second.
Who's second?
I did.
I'll second.
Mr. Wes?
Yes.
Mr. Muersbaum?
Yes.
Mr. Joel Sandra?
Yes.
I
That's what we I
Looks like it's about 7:36. I move that we come out of executive session.
I'll second.
I
need a vote, or?
Do you want a real call for that, Jerry, or?
Mr. Wiss?
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Bill Sandborn?
Yes.
All right, do we wanna?
Yeah.
Make a. Yeah, we'll take motions to.
All right.
Resolve our litigation.
I move that we settle the lawsuit with David Wanger for the sum of $7,000, and that $7,000 be appropriated to pay that settlement.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it. I seconded it, I don't. All right, do you want a roll call again?
Mr. Wiss?
Yes.
Nussbaum?
Yes.
Bill Sandborn?
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. Fire contracts. Got a couple different. Did you get, a copy of Orville's I sent you?
I could not print off the map.
Oh, all right, well, there's.
Everything else I got.
Everything else can.
For some reason, it did not print off the map.
Yes. The two different map, this is Orville's contract. The two different, maps would be maps that are, the first one, or the one that has the bigger coverage area, is, I believe, exactly what they're covering at this time right now with the district. If I understood correctly. And then this other one would be a little smaller one, if we were gonna change it, but I don't think we're gonna want to, at this time, anyhow.
So this would play into the contract?
That, we have to decide which one we'd like to, what area of coverage area we'd like to cover. The district is, we're in, you know, we're working with a contract with the district, so I don't know.
You wanna take care of the district's, the East Wayne contract first?
Well, we don't have a finalized contract with them, so.
Did you get one in the mail?
I got one in the mail, and I sent that down to Brochus, Griggs, and Johnson to look at, and we are working on a few things that need to be changed in there, so.
Will that be back in time for a year-end meeting?
It should be back by a year-end meeting for a final meeting. So I don't know if we wanna, realistically, probably oughta wait to approve this here one till we have that one there finalized also.
I think that should be, that.
Same with Kidron.
Supersede, any other ones.
So, get these all.
Is, the coverage area that they're working on, is that indicative of these or not? As far as what, Brochus, Johnson, and Griggs came up with, or haven't they?
They're.
Cause if this is the current between East Wayne and Orville.
Mm-hmm.
What they proposed us, is that different than?
No, the map would stay the same. I mean, the map that they proposed is the coverage area that would be the current coverage area that they're covering at this time. So, that just doesn't, they don't have any inclusion in the, part that Kidron would be covering, the district doesn't.
Gotcha.
So, I just wanted to make sure you guys had a chance to see these, since we have Orville's already.
What areas are you suggesting that this here to be changed?
Out of this here, Matt?
No.
I wasn't gonna change any of it. Because this is what Orville's covering at this time, and of course, it's that, you know, this is the line. And so, and if you look at the, that's wrong, Matt, if you look at this here, Matt, and that there, you know, there. It's that coverage area. So.
Then do you, where do you wanna be different in the contract?
For the district?
Yep.
They're working on that, they're working on changing a few things, as far as I, the way I understood it. And hopefully we'll have one back here, should have one here for our year-end meeting.
Well, while we're on the subject of that, I got my, the dates that I'll be available next year, but as far as the rest of this year, I go back on the 21st. I won't be back till after the new year. That leaves tomorrow, the weekend, Monday and Tuesday.
Well, we need to have closer to the end of the year so we can pay our utilities and our fellows at workforce, you know, pay their wages. And close out the end of the year. So that would look between Christmas and New Year's. Whatever your schedule would, you know, would suit.
How soon to the, how close to the end of the year do we wanna, if we're gonna do that, we can just do that, it's not a big deal. Pick our last meeting date.
Jerry, was that, what is it, between the holidays, what's, what works for you the best? You wanna, if Jake can't be here, do you want to, afternoon, a meeting or whatever, or an evening? I mean, that's same material.
Last year, we did 1:00.
Yeah, I'll make something like that, yeah.
What day are you looking at?
What day, how close to the end do you wanna get? I mean, Friday's the 31st.
As close as we can get, so we got the bills, get the bills all cleaned up.
I'm fine with Friday, it doesn't make me any difference.
The 30th?
Yeah.
You want some daytime or nighttime?
I'd do 1:00, then it works for me, it's a good time for me.
So Jim, 1:00, Jerry?
Yeah. I have, need to make a motion to that effect then.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll do our, I move that we do our year-end meeting on Friday, December 30th at 1:00 PM.
I'll second that.
All right, works, you got that, all right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, our year-end meeting will be Friday the 30th.
As far as the rest of these days, they're pretty much all on a Thursday except for a couple. But basically the same thing I did halfway through this year, just getting it all every month for down if it suits you guys. And then after this meeting, I'll put the special meeting up, and then if we approve all these dates, I'll get those all on the website.
Do you wanna, those dates look like they work, or?
We have no other choice.
Yeah, that's what works, so, yeah. Well, I knew that we accept accept these dates for 2017 meetings, and that we'll schedule them for 7 p.m. like normal.
I'll second that.
So we'll talk about the fire contracts then, I guess, at our year-end meeting. Finalize them. While we're talking about that, probably do the fire runs. Runs East Wayne had.
For November 63, fire runs. November had 63, 19 in the township. And that brings the total up to date of 615.
How many, 63 and how many in the township?
19.
19?
Yep.
The total for the year?
615.
It's like Kittern had 16 in Sugar Creek Township and 22 total. For November. All right, let's go to the agenda that you had there, Jerry. I'm gonna go to the agenda that you had.
Okay, so you gonna go with them or you gonna read off the motion?
Yeah, you can just read them off, that's fine.
All right, we need a motion to bond the trustees and the fiscal officer for 2017.
I so move.
I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carried.
Motion that the township indemnify and hold harmless and reimburse any township official or employee for any personal expense arising from any legal action brought against the township.
I shall move.
I'll second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same.
Motion to appoint the Wayne County Prosecutor, Wayne County Auditor, and Township President as the Records Commission.
I so move.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion to adopt a resolution declaring that trustees' compensation may be paid from specific funds, 50% from general, 50% from gas tax.
I so move.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same.
Motion to contract with Kymar Lawn Care to mow Arnold Cemetery, West Lebanon Cemetery, and the township at $50 a mowing, with Kymar furnishing all supplies and no liability to the township. And I did talk to Kevin.
I so move.
I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion to adopt a resolution limiting personal use of township property, such as cell phones, computers, pick up, except in case of emergency.
I so move.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion that special meetings called by the president will be advertised on the township garage window 24 hours prior to the meeting, stating the date, location, time, purpose, and the Dalton Gazette will also be notified.
We want to put that on the website also.
Yeah, I just read that and I was thinking about asking the attorney, but it's kind of a separate question, but I think on the website is more than sufficient. More people are likely to get on their phone and check it than drive up past the.
Yeah, and I would take the Doubt and Pitter or the Gazette out just because, you know, you only have one week. I mean, you have certain days and then you can't get it in time, so. Not that we can't put it in there if we have sufficient notice. But.
So on the window and the website.
Yep.
We need a motion and a second.
I'll so move.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
A motion to appoint, and I've got a blank, for 2017 fire prevention officer.
We need to wait till we set up and move into the contracts.
What's that?
We need to wait to set up and after the contracts are voted on, then we can make some fire prevention officers.
Okay. Motion to pay trustees and the fiscal officer by the salary method, 2017.
I said move.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion, resolution declaring trustees and fiscal officer receive maximum compensation as provided by state law.
What is going to be the same as this past year, right?
No.
It goes up every year?
Doesn't go up every year, no. But the state did increase a little.
I think I talked to you about that when I first came on. Be the same, but
no.
Either way.
Motion's here. What do you want to do?
I so move.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same.
Motion to participate in the Wayne County Health Plan. With the employees paying.
I would do the same as we did last year.
Same?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume.
One second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed, same.
Okay. You've got a handout from Precision Geophysical. And did I put a map in there with that?
Yeah.
Okay. They want to do some seismic testing. We've had this done before. They provided us with a certificate of liability insurance. He's given a map as where they're going to do this. It looks like they're going to do Emerson Road, Zirkin Road, Kittern Road, Kohler Road. And when they've done it before, we were concerned to start with, but there was no damage. So he's waiting on an answer from us on this.
If there is damage, they reimburse, or they? We've never had damage before, though.
I think it shows there that we have got some documents here. We've got dollar amounts here on that. We've never had any problems. I haven't heard of anybody else, but that's here where they're going to go. Mm-hmm. Put that flags up already.
Yeah.
Yeah. The employee liability on somebody's here. But again, I don't know how they're reflecting in how much care of.
Didn't say any place, did anybody else see any place where it said how long they thought this would take or when they were gonna start? I didn't see any place where it said.
Well, that's a good start, it doesn't take long.
Doesn't it?
I don't see any problem with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Do I have a motion to give them permission to do their testing?
I move.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same.
Alright, you've got a contract from Brosius Johnson Grave.
Do I have a motion for the resolution employing township attorneys on an annual basis for the year 2017?
I so move.
I'll second it. Any other discussion?
Doesn't
need to put a dollar amount in there.
It doesn't really change anything. As far as, and this just says that their rates are staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
And section 3 of the contract says that we can elect to discharge this contract at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But just to appropriate additional funds or?
Well, we need to appropriate some funds for them, I guess. I don't know.
We're going to wait till the year-end meeting to figure out what is going on as far as the fire contracts, or we just need to do it now?
I'd do it now.
Okay.
I don't think we have a choice but to do this now, so. I would say we appropriate $5,000 to start with. Give us something to start with.
You know, we're up to about $25,000 right now.
Uh-huh.
And $5,000 doesn't sound bad, but when the fund is dwindling down, I don't know how long we can keep that up. And we could go ahead and do 5,000, and then at the end of the year, see what our carryover balance is going to be, and then know a little more, have a little more direction of where to go as far as money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we don't have to keep them on indefinitely. I mean, it's
What are you doing with the contract itself?
Well, I'm signing it, you know, for $5,000 for at this time to appropriate $5,000, sum of 5,000.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Mr. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. West?
No.
Those are original. Those have to be signed and sent back to them.
Yeah, I'll sign that, Jake.
You want me to write the dollar amount in there?
You can if you want.
Okay.
Is that the one we're supposed to sign then, Jerry? The one you got? Or the one Jake has?
Yeah. Anybody that.
Both of these, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's all that I have.
This letter's just stating that we're going to be withdrawing from the East Wayne Fire District effective January 1st of 17. It will be sent to the district so they have it in writing for the end of the year.
This already sent?
It's not sent yet.
We have to approve to send it?
We should approve it first and then okay. Send it. Then I'll sign it and send it. So I have a motion to approve this letter sent to the East Wayne Fire District.
What's this?
I move that we send this letter to East Wayne Board.
I'll second it.
We're sending this to Fire District Board.
Yes.
Mr. Nussbaum?
Yes.
Mr. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Mr. West?
No.
Who's sending it, me or?
I'll sign that if you want to send it.
Stone bid. When do we want to do our stone bid for next year?
Probably set up the criteria at a dinner meeting.
Okay. All right.
I got a call from Kinder Fire Department, Ron Taylor, that contacted me about Mark's radios, grant that they're looking at getting, and he needs a little bit of information from the township. I guess the township needs to apply for it technically. I guess we'll just ask him, so that way you can, if you'd like to fill the board in a little bit.
The state fire marshal grant that the state fire marshal makes Mark's radios available, grants to purchase radios for communication with the county is moving to Mark's radios. Basically, it needs to be a public entity, so we're asking to run it through you guys. This will be, we will pay for work, a public entity to run it through. I'll fill out requests that are in, basically, the county is, last year, all the departments in the county applied, this year, there's about half the departments applying as a county going together.
So we have to just sign it, right?
Yeah, basically, just better sign it off on it.
We've done that before.
Yeah. Money that actually comes to the township for the radios, radios get billed to us, so we're using them basically. Money that comes to the township, the township cut a check for us to pay for the radios. That's grant money that comes to you, and then you cut a check.
What's the time frame?
Time frame is, grants due December 31st. The radios have to be up and running by June or July 1st. So we'll probably know March timeframe, so there's one time to get ordered, and it's a tight schedule, but the state looks at the grants, and then they issue the grants, so as they get through them, once we're notified, then we order them, and money comes.
Do you have to be ready for our last year, your meeting this year, sorry?
Yeah. That's the 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we make a motion or anything to that effect?
I don't think we made a motion that we get it. I think that should be sufficient. Do otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you need, that you have to have, what we're saying is that, some sort of.
That's all I have. Do you have anything?
The only other thing, I appreciate the vote for our road bridge levy for the next 4 years. Totally appreciate it, at least by myself. I don't know about my colleagues.
Yep.
It's much needed, and when it's looking down the road, it's going to be badly needed. So I, from my heart, appreciate that a bunch.
You have anything else?
Just so everybody here knows, our next regular meeting will be Thursday, January 5th. I know you guys don't have this paper. It'll be up on the website, but just to let everybody know right now.
I'll make a copy and just post it on the window too for right now. I'll just probably put it on tomorrow.
there's nothing else, then open it up to the floor, I guess.
I guess this is done now. If you go back like 5 years ago, when you were doing your fire contracts with Kindred and Delta, who wrote those up for you guys?
Prosecutor.
I guess then my question is, why are we paying a Columbus attorney to draw fire contracts when we use the prosecutor to draw fire contracts in the past? Why are we paying for something to be done that seems like should be sent one out for prosecutor to do?
That's who we're using right now to deal with the all district related issues, so.
But the fire contracts. Fire contracts and fire contracts. So why are we just choose to spend the money that way? What's special about the fire contracts that attorneys have to look at it instead of the prosecutor? I imagine they look at almost all the fire contracts in Wayne County.
Well, right now we're in a lawsuit with the district, so.
So what's that have to do with the prosecutor that's looking at the contracts?
They're the ones handling the account or the case with the district, and so you would use want to use them for that.
Why are they using them? Why are you using them for the lawsuit? $25,000, $30,000.
Well, I don't believe the Wayne County prosecutor would be able to do this, to handle the case. They had opinions on the contracts prior that were signed at the end of the year, and those were not listened. They didn't follow what was suggested by the prosecutor's office. So.
It was breached by the county prosecutor.
$30,000
for you. That's next year's contract. You just spent
next
year's fire contract. Right? That's your opinion. No. Did you spend the money for next year's contract?
No. Not in my opinion.
You didn't?
No. There's money in the general fund. So.
Not much.
So how much money is in the general fund?
I don't know. Tell me, how much is in there? You have the books. Tell me what's in there.
Ask Jerry.
You.
That's what our fiscal officer's for. How much money is in our general fund right now?
About 80,000.
That's a pretty big percentage.
So 80,000 in it.
And how much is the fire contract?
Well, it's going to be 35 for Kittern and East Wayne.
That's most.
I have a question. I guess this is to Jake. You gave him a list of meeting dates for next year. Are you only in town 1 week out of each month that they didn't have dates to choose from?
I work on a 2 week on, 1 week off schedule, so that week off is going to kind of rotate, but more or less 1 week out of a month. Yeah.
Where do you work?
Where?
Yeah.
I work in the oil field, so it varies. The company I work for is out of Pennsylvania. Right now I work down in St. Clairsville, but it's anywhere from there all the way up to northeastern PA in the Marcellus and Utica Shale.
And you're
there
for 2 weeks?
Yep.
So 2/3 of the time?
Yes. Yeah.
Get two of them right there side by side. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'd like to just make something public. I'm speaking with the last year in March. They're out fighting the fire right now. I really wanted to hear tonight, but if you have not known the area of Mark and Zion last night, it's fire chief of East Wayne, and he will no longer be on the East Wayne Fire Department. And I really want to take this time on Gary in here, and I think if any of you see Gary, you thank him. Worcestershire, Green Township, any way of shape or form of RMS, whether it be down here, whoever it is. But Gary Martin has put a lot into this district, and I think he deserves a thank you. I know he's been thrown under the bus. Many of you know me, I don't beat around the bush. That man has taken 4 feet in this thing, and everybody else has known. And he had a purpose when he started with his fire department, that he's not going to put politics ahead of him. And that's exactly what he did. They're expecting grandbaby, he just decided it's time to resign and enjoy life. But I will tell you, Gary Martin has brought this fire district nearly $2 million in grant money. Let's not waste it. Let's thank him for that. And it's not just for East Wayne, it's for everybody. Everybody's benefit from this. So if you see Gary Martin, he was planning to thank everybody for their support. I know everybody has their feelings in this fire district, but I will say, Gary did a lot. And Kyle Nussbaum, if you've not heard, is planning to be the chief for right now. I guess that's the interim chief right now. So I know some of you probably will not hear that. So if you see Gary, thank him. I think he deserves a heartfelt thank you. I know that in a situation like this, somebody's taking a beating, we all have our different feelings. And my goal, and I know it's Gary's goal and everybody's goal, we get to some point of working this thing out, whatever it is. So please, if you see Gary, thank him. That man has done more. Gary Martin to me is like a John Sparrow was to put in fire department. In the short 9 years that he put him down, I know a lot of people think that Gary didn't do the right way. That's what leadership is. Not everybody's going to please everybody, but thank you for what he's done.
Great.
What is the Sugar Creek Township website? We've been sitting here Googling it and we can't find it.
It's sugarcreekwayne.com.
Again.
Sugar Creek Wayne. There's a few different Sugar Creeks around, so you'll know. I'm pretty sure it says Doughton Kittern on one of the pictures, so you'll know it's the right one.
And there's quite a few Sugar Creek townships. So. Yes, Sheldon.
The contract that East Wayne Fire District offered you, the one that you said you've now sent to Columbus, was given to you the weekend prior to Thanksgiving, correct? It was, not close. Okay, so my next statement is, Jake didn't pick his contract up until this evening when he walked in the building. Okay, he went in there, got a piece of paper, come back out. Okay, so who decided to spend more of our money and send that on to Columbus? Other than you?
Any one of us can send stuff down there.
Okay, but we had it the weekend prior to Thanksgiving, and you're going to let this fall 2 days before the new year. We could be in limbo with people without coverage or direct coverage. So why did we wait that long? Then my next question is, or statement is, you made a motion just this evening to deal with money, and to me it came off with you had already made your decision that you have no interest in signing a contract. Is that true or not?
Signing a contract with who?
With East Wayne. Until this court case is in limbo right now. So have you made your decision? Because it sounds to me you made a decision to send it on. Jake didn't even know about it unless you've been telling Jake about the contract.
I got this in the mail at my house around the Thanksgiving time when I was home.
Okay. So why did we wait so long?
It got sent down.
We don't have it back yet. So your meeting's going to be on the 30th, right? That's 2 days before the new year.
Correct.
It's not going to need to go back to them for
a while. I'm really confused by that. Why are you dragging your leg about something that should be taken care of?
Well, it was sent down there
Okay, but it's set all the way to Columbus. I'm pretty sure the county prosecutor's right there. So we've been working lots of.
So you get it back, East Wayne has to review the changes. Where's the time to do that?
Well, that's why the.
Why are we sitting on this?
Can I talk?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You know, it does work well when you have two attorneys that are going to deal with the contract. If they can talk between each other and work on the contract and then pitch that contract to the district and one to us, you have a better chance of getting it signed. If we send East Wayne a contract and they look at it and say, well, we don't like any of it, so they send us a contract and we don't like any of that. Well, it doesn't work very well.
So
I mean, so it takes a long time. What?
When are you supposed to get the contract back from the attorneys involved?
That I'm not sure yet.
So are you?
They're actively working.
So it worked 15 days till the end of the year, so we don't have coverage. If you don't even know when you're getting the contract back, when did you send it?
I believe I sent it either the same day or the day after I got it.
So you're expecting your attorneys to contact East Wayne attorneys and figure this out and then present the final? Is that what you're anticipating?
Yes. That's what I'm anticipating.
So did you think there was something wrong with the contract, or did you send it to them and if they can dig something up, it means money in their pocket?
There's some things.
Did you think there was something wrong?
Yes.
Okay, so why do we have to discuss it through a lawyer and not discuss it with the East Wayne district?
We're in a litigation with a contract at the present time with them.
You need to be a bigger man, as to be responsible for the citizens of this township. They have a meeting. You could have been at their meeting, and you said, when they had open board, when you asked, hey, we have a disagreement with this. We're questioning about this. Could this be changed? Yes or no?
That I can answer. I don't know that answer for sure.
So it's better to spend tax dollars money than to work it out by two men, even though it's two boards.
Well, the contract was never brought to me. It was given to Jerry. Jerry mailed it to me. I've got it right here. It was mailed to me. So,
okay.
You know,
the township spent
$7.
Here, not like Jake. You live here, so you're here.
The township spent $7 to mail it to me.
So
when it could have been dropped off at the township garage and I could just pick it up.
You're going to spend thousands of dollars
or
to send an attorney in Columbus.
Or you eat for free.
$7, thousands of dollars.
You have recommended any information that comes from the fiscal office to send you a registered letter to make sure you get it.
Yeah.
I never asked for a registered letter.
Yes, you did, because some other stuff that he had sent you, you better send a registered letter so you can make sure you get it. That's exactly what he does.
Well, he can put it in here, and I'll get it in here, too. It doesn't need to come registered. That's just a waste of money. Anything else? Yes.
How long ago did you guys dispute the contract? Like, you know, we're talking to Sheldon's point, you know, we're down to the wire here, and we're concerned about fire protection, and you guys are just now trying to decide how you're going to cover us. How long ago did you dispute the original contract? Wasn't that early in the year?
Mm-hmm.
And so why didn't you at that time say we disputed the contract? Why didn't you start a plan to cover these outlying areas? I mean, why wait until the December 15th meeting, which is now pushed to the December 30th meeting, which now you're going to have two members here? So, I mean, I'm hoping that the two of you will agree on that, but if you don't, then those of us that are just outside of the village limits, you know, if we have a medical emergency early in January, who's responding to that?
Well, that's why we're going to sign contracts. That's why we need the contract signed.
But you were talking a contract with Orville, right? In your mother plan, North Lawrence did on that. What is North Lawrence saying? Do they agree to that blue piece that makes them cover long ways from their station?
I haven't had any contact with North Lawrence. I gave them a copy of this.
But you had no contact with them.
Could you just,
Sheldon? How far away from January 1st?
Okay, if you're going to interrupt and you won't let me actually finish a statement, there's no point in me even answering any questions. You can shake your head, but it's the truth. As soon as I start answering a question,
you
interrupt.
Okay, then you can answer. You're wasting time.
Okay. Okay, so I contacted them after our last meeting, and I have not had contact with them since that meeting. At that time, they said that their interest in contracting was limited at this time, and so we haven't had any other contact at this point. So.
At the last meeting, I thought you said you were already in contact. When you proposed those contracts, I thought you had already, you stated then you were already in contract.
I was.
Now you said you didn't contact until after the last meeting.
I had contacted them prior, and then I contacted them after the meeting, the last meeting. Yes.
So I'm in the blue area. My house is in the blue area, North Moore. So when this doesn't go through, who do I call in the end? Who's going to come to my house and put out a fire?
Well, probably East Wayne. If you're in that blue area, I imagine East Wayne's going to be coming to your house.
But there's no contract.
But there's no contract.
Okay, and Kittern didn't have a contract for all of 15, but Kittern still responded throughout the whole year. So it does still come back to people actually being willing to serve the community.
I understand that. Do you understand that your home insurance, everyone in those areas is going to go up? It is not going to go up overnight, but if this continues, it could triple.
Well, that's why I'm hoping, actually, to be able to sign a contract with the district for the North area.
But you're going after North, maybe North Lawrence doesn't want to do that. What are you going to do then?
I'm hoping East Wayne is going to be covering that area. The area that they're covering today, I'm hoping that they're covering that area January 1st.
Did you not have a contract with them to cover that?
Yes, to cover the whole township.
The
one that they had before covered the whole township.
So, I'm confused. Okay, are we saving money by getting rid of East Wayne Township Fire Department? Are we saving money?
We're not getting rid of the East Wayne Fire
Department. As far as them covering this part of Sugar Creek Township.
With us leaving East Wayne Fire District, are we saving money? How much money are we saving?
None at this point. I mean,
none ever.
That's not necessarily true.
The only way it goes up is if we approve a fire levy.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what's going to end up needing done.
If we, as a community, as a township, approve a fire levy, that's the only way it goes up. So why are we spending $30,000 for zero? No benefit. I don't see what the benefit is. What's the benefit in leaving the East Wayne Fire District?
Well, we don't end up with situations where we had in 15 where Kittern didn't sign a contract and didn't have a contract to cover that area down there. And I understand that you guys, I understand that's how you feel, and that's fine. Kittern never got paid for 15, and it's because it didn't sign a contract. I know, that's how you guys feel about it, and that's fine. It's the law that you don't have to pay if they didn't sign a contract.
But you can't without a contract. That's the law. You should brush up on that.
If they didn't have a contract with you, they're a private entity. That's why I'm all for them getting their radios through the township. It makes sense. But the reason they needed a contract is if without a contract, they were responding to runs illegally. Because they didn't have a contract. They had no liability because they didn't have a contract for the service they were providing. Yes or no? You had three firemen said up front. True or not? Were you running without liability because you didn't have a contract? Yes or no?
We ran with higher liability.
Well, you had to pay extra.
We had liability insurance to cover that.
But you didn't have a contract.
Right.
So. They're doing it at their own risk. And that's what, without a contract, you said, well, after January 1st, well, we hope my district covers. Really? Do you want them to run without a contract?
No, I don't want to run without a contract.
Yeah. Why couldn't you make sure that the attorney sent the contract back to you by tonight since you were having a meeting tonight?
Well, because it took about a week to get contact with ComSoc. He would not return calls and emails. It took him an extended period of time to return any calls.
So why are we still working with them if they don't return phone calls?
That's the district's attorney. That's not our attorney. That's the district's. So you'd have to ask East Wayne why they can't get, people can't get a hold of their attorney.
So your attorney has been in contact with Comstock and already to try to make those changes?
That's correct.
Sir, everything I've heard you say, I was based on hope. I hope I live to 100, but I don't think I'm going to. So I think you better base your stuff on facts instead of hope. Thank you.
Anything else?
When did you guys make the motion or vote to pull out of the district? Like March, February, March, April?
I think it was March.
Was it March or was it April?
March or April.
I'm not sure. In that, yeah, it's in that area sometime.
So it's been 8 months, and you just now tried to contact North Lawrence, and you haven't had any sit-down meetings to try to work out coverage contracts, knowing that you're going to pull out of the district the first of the year. I don't understand that.
Well, we had, trying to think, was it May? That we asked the district if they would be willing to contract with us, and at that time they said they would. And then in, and what October. Meeting was that? I forget.
Did you get a contract
October,
to present them?
They said that they were not going to be interested at that time. So, but now they've offered us a contract. So, since they've offered us a contract, if we have a contract with them, I'd rather pursue that contract than pursue one with North Lawrence. I mean, it's that simple.
When you already had a contract.
Okay, that contract was for $70,000. So if this contract we signed for $35,000 is half.
With who?
With North, or with East Wayne.
But it only covers half. We still got to pay Kidron.
Yeah, we still have to pay Kidron. So but was East Wayne going to pay Kidron out of that $70,000?
Yeah.
That's what it said in that contract. They were going to pay that.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so if they did, would you have legal grounds for your attorney, the Columbus guy, to go after East Wayne to pay their kid on their part of that?
Well, we had reason to get out of the contract. We already had the ability to get out.
Matt, are you a Sugar Creek Township trustee or are you a Kidron Fire Department trustee?
Well, I got elected by the township, not by the Kidron Fire Department.
I feel like your whole focus.
So me being interested in contracting with the district, East Wayne Fire District, is saying that I'm not interested in being a township.
There's a lot of water under the bridge, so, I mean, you're trying to make pretty words now, but you have one focus in your position, and that is it. You are not concerned with the township as a whole. You could care less.
That's your opinion.
No, it is my opinion, and I think it's fairly valid based on what I've heard in the meetings I've been at.
Anything else? Yes, sir.
I don't really care about the dates and all of the what ifs and what happened. I just want to know that is the Sugar Creek Township trustees committed to sign contract with East Wayne so that the areas butting up to the village of Dalton are going to have coverage from the Dalton station and not coming from North Lawrence or coming from Warville. When we're sitting here, a lot of these residents in here are sitting within a mile, 2 miles, and in the case of my property, less than a half mile. And if I know that the trustees are committed to sign a contract with them, and that means they're going to find a way to sign that contract with them, then I'm happy.
Well, I can tell you I am. I can't speak for the other two guys. They have to speak for themselves. I mean, but I am interested in signing a contract with them. That is something that I would like to see happen. So.
Can I say something, Matt?
Sure, yeah.
As we sit here right now, there's a major house structure fire at Deerfield Avenue. It's North Lawrence's responding call. They mutuated East Wayne, they mutuated Kidron, and they mutuated Orville. I'm almost 99% sure it's Orville Hurst's house. Everybody here knows that house. The point being, as a community, there isn't any of these fire districts or fire departments that we can live without. The people in this room, as far as the leaders and the fire departments and the constituents in both these townships, need to get past all this stuff. The townships and entities need funded for fire protection. The general funds are not there for these two townships. These two townships are only two townships in Polk County, do not have separate fire and EMS levies for funding. It's got to get past all of this, move forward, and get something positive about getting separate funding for these departments, because we cannot have areas of any area without any of these departments helping each other. It's just, it's got to be positive, it's got to move forward, and there's enough of this he said, she said, well, it's got to be past that, okay? We as a community have got to get positive and move forward and get the people that are not listening to what fire departments do or do not know educated where funds come from. 90% of the people in the townships have no clue who is funded fire EMS or who does fund fire EMS. Those same 90% want something to be there or someone to be there when something happens. And you never know what's going to happen. I'm sure Mayor Hurst did not know his house was going to burn tonight. So as a Baldwin Township trustee, a resident of our township, this county, my whole life, we have got to get positive, move forward, and get some funding separate from the general funds. Think about it. Pass it on to everybody. It happens the whole way through the county. I mean, 1 mil to 5 mils, there are separate fire and EMS levies the whole way across the board to fund. And part of the funding is staffing. The people who want staffing deserve it. And it's almost not fair to have one station that is staffed and not the other. I mean, look at Applecreek. Prime example. Great department. Has been funded by or has been run with volunteers until like now. Boom. What did they see they needed? Daytime staffing. Put a levy on, sure big support. And that's what it should be. That's what needs to be here. I said enough.
Anything else? Nope. All right. Well, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so moved.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Moved. All right. Adjourn.
Why is it any of our business where you were? It's like full-time fire guys. They're not around here. Why is it their business where I work?
None of their business.
What I do for a living, you
right.
I'm just answering the question. I'm being honest.
I know, but it's none of their business.
Right. And it first came up the first of this past year.
I traveled.
Because I took the job in March and I started being a trustee. We set the schedule in January.
But
I missed it.
It's none of their business. That's when I would have said, you know, where are you holding the guys right now?
Who are you, by the way?
Thank you.
I was trying to get your attention.
You really have to get it. Got a volunteer.
I'm walking in my shit.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
What it is, man.
Yep.
Hey, Jake. This is my new address. This is my physical address. This is my new address.
Yeah.
You guys are doing a phenomenal job. Stick with it. Stay strong. We'll try to be your support system.
Would you like a copy of that?
Thank you.
I got it on my computer.
Oh, thank you. Fantastic. I appreciate that.